Brigham Young, A Photographic Journey. Photographs and artifacts span the life and ministry of the Church's second president. As we study teachings of presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, as part of the 1998-99 Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society curriculum, we read the following on page 1. Brigham Young was the second president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the colonizer and builder of a great commonwealth of Latter-day Saints in the American West, and a devoted husband and father. He was a faithful disciple and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our captain and leader, he testified. Deseret News Weekly, 24th of May, 1871, page 5. My faith is placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and my knowledge I have received from him, he affirmed. Deseret News Weekly, the 21st of November, 1855, page 2. His life was centered in building up and sustaining the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth. Following are photographs that help us learn more about President Brigham Young. Page 44. Above left, signature of President Brigham Young from a 2.5 by 4 inch calling card, 1875, courtesy of Gregory P. Christofferson. Left, the birthplace of Brigham Young, Whittingham Village, Windham County, Vermont, as it appeared in January 1913. Photo by George Edward Anderson. Insert, hand-forged fireplace shovel made by Brigham Young in Mendon, New York, before 1832, courtesy of Museum of Church History and Art. Page 45. Above, top, Brigham Young, age 44, 1845. Copy of a picture taken in Nauvoo, Illinois. Above, newly married and not yet baptized as a member of the church, Brigham Young lived in this house in Port Byron, New York. Page 46. Background, Brigham Young's home in Nauvoo, Illinois, photographed in 1907. Far left, President Brigham Young, age 51, at 1852. Left, President Young, age 54, in 1855. Center left, Salt Lake Temple Foundation and Tabernacle, 1870. Photo by Charles W. Carter. Below left, letter from President Brigham Young in 1866, reflecting a renewed impetus to move forward on construction of the Salt Lake Temple. Courtesy of Gregory P. Christofferson. Below, President Young, age 62, in 1863. Page 47. Right, Lion House and Beehive House, serving respectively as office and residence of President Young, 1860. Photo by Charles W. Carter. Center, Book of Mormon, published in England, 1841, under the direction of Brigham Young, and Cherrywood Secretary, made by Brigham Young in Mendon, New York, before 1832. Both courtesy of Museum of Church History and Art. Page 47. Below, right, a promissory note signed by Brigham Young on the 16th of March, 1830, wherein he agreed to help repay a loan by making good kitchen chairs at 50 cents apiece. Also, two of Brigham Young's carpentry tools, a block plane and a marking gauge, courtesy of the Museum of Church History and Art. Page 48. Background. President Young selected the site and presided over the dedication of the St. George, Utah Temple. Photo courtesy of Utah State Historical Society. Left, President Young, age 71, in 1872. Above, President Young's winter home in St. George, photographed in 1935. Right, insert, the compass used by Brigham Young on the trek west to the Salt Lake Valley in 1847, courtesy of the Museum of Church History and Art. Page 49. Right, grave of President Brigham Young in Salt Lake City, 1882. Photo by Charles W. Carter. Right, below, a place setting of the monogram china dishes used by the Young family and their dinner guests. Also, the brass bell President Young rang to call his family to dinner and prayer, courtesy of the Museum of Church History and Art. End of the article, Brigham Young, A Photographic Journey.